like I literally scored, started running towards Jamie, and then I just looked to the right. I just seen my mum was just up there waving her hands like screaming, so I just stopped and just started screaming at her. It was funny.
Subscribe now to the OTB Football Podcast, stream wherever you get your podcasts, and download the OTB Sports app.
Andy Dunn, a super performance here by Ireland today. It ended 65 to Ireland. A really brilliant start to the Autumn International Series.
Absolutely, Aisling, yeah. Ireland very much worth the win. I think certainly in the first half, it's as good a technical and a tactical half that we've had in recent memory. Rolling on from the superb performance we had against England in the spring, I don't think we could take anything away from that Irish side in that first half. The game certainly got messy. There was a little bit of rain at halftime. Ball got a little greasier, and top players are going to be accustomed to handling a greasy ball, but it did slow down the overall tempo. And then around 55, 60 minutes, the entire subs bench got brought on. Notably, Johnny Sexton getting taken off to a massive standing ovation and well deserved on his 100th cap. But the arrival of the subs bench did cause further challenges, I think, for the Irish side. Obviously, we're going to look to use that subs bench, and we will need to against the All Blacks next week. So hopefully the fellas who came on, those lads will get a little bit of comfort and cohesion in terms of playing with new combinations. It took a few mistakes probably for those guys to get used to each other out there today. Overall, though, hugely impressive first half and a good win.
And obviously, we've seen a lot of changes as well. A lot of subs came on. We've seen Dan Sheehan making his debut. And then we did have a lot of experience on the bench as well. Would you have liked to have seen maybe a few more lads maybe getting a chance here today?
Well, I think it's a very, very tricky question for any management. We're running out of, I suppose, cycles of games in the lead up to the World Cup. So the period for experimentation is getting shorter and shorter. I'd imagine Farrell is now most likely looking at a squad where he doesn't anticipate new arrivals coming in a whole lot in the next 18 months. And I think he's looking at getting the current experienced group with a few newcomers playing a better standard of rugby than we've seen in recent years from Ireland. He's succeeded in that to a certain degree with an amazing performance against England in the spring. First half today, again, was probably as good as I've seen an Irish team in recent memory. So it's very hard to get that balance. We could have thrown in five or six young lads with no experience against Japan, but the likelihood of those lads then playing in a competitive Six Nations or World Cup game is not that likely in the next 18 months. So it's a tough balance to strike for the management. I think they're just about getting it right. The likes of Dan Sheehan coming in as well deserve. Very exciting to see as a backup to the likes of Ronan Kelleher. So there are certain areas where we can see that evolution in the team and younger players coming through, but I don't think we need to completely change personnel. I think focus on performance is probably key at this stage.
And people have criticised over the last while that maybe Ireland don't really have an identity, that there's no really set plays that are evident. Did we see that here today? Are they making progression?
I think a very, very clear progression, very, very clear identity in how we played today that would have been very similar to the entire English performance. We only managed it really for 40 minutes against Japan today. I think mitigating circumstances where the rain at halftime did make that ball significantly more greasy and it was difficult to play that style of game. But very, very instructive to see the likes of Ringrose, Aki, James Lowe, Jack Conan, all looking to pass out of the tackle as often as they could. Throughout the team, there was a clear sense of purpose when they carried the ball that they did not want to die with the ball. We didn't have a huge amount of rucks. We were very, very technically good in terms of our passing. In terms of our decision-making in that first half, we decided not to pass out of the tackle, hold on to the ball, and we squeezed Japan in terms of just holding on to possession. But there was a very clear and discernible style to that Irish play that I'd be hugely positive and welcoming about. I think they're starting to shape an identity and a style of play now that is different to perhaps the previous World Cup cycle under the last few years of Schmidt. So very encouraging stuff in that first half.
And just a line as well on Japan. Obviously, they were very poor out there today. It's only their fourth game since the World Cup. So I suppose I don't know what we were really expecting. Were you expecting a bit more, though?
Yeah, I think based on, I suppose, how impressive they were in that World Cup, I would have thought they were made of stronger stuff today. It's hard to tell in that first half, was it? In my mind, it was excellence from Ireland as opposed to really poor play from Japan. In the second half, they showed a little bit more about them. Okay, they scored one really, really nice try, and it was very typical of Japanese play. There were changes of angle. There was very, very high tempo and speed to that try, and they held possession and executed the try really well. They just weren't able to hold possession today much. Overall, they look like a team that is very much in transition now, in between World Cup cycles. Perhaps the likes of Jamie Joseph, their coach, has afforded that. He's given a bit of leeway. I think he certainly has credit in the bank from their previous World Cup performance at home in Japan. And certainly a team that's in transition. With only four games since the last World Cup, they look ring rusty. They look off the pace. They don't look physical. But they still have moments and glimpses of that skill and speed that they showed in the last World Cup.
And we'll have to speak about Johnny Sexton. What a day here for him. It was really, really special. He got his 15th try on his 100th cap. There was a standing ovation here at the Vivo Stadium. It was just brilliant to see. And what a game he had. I think he stopped some of the criticism we've been hearing over the last while.
Yeah, I think it was Johnny Sexton, in a way, at his understated best. I think what he did today was he was a conduit for everyone else to shine. He used other players around him really well. Something that I saw today that I really enjoyed about his game was that he varied his play hugely. He varied his attacking kicks. He crossfield kicks, grubber kicks. When play became slow and the ball became a bit stale, he launched a couple of high balls in the air, and I think Hugo Keenan won and contested between himself and Andrew Conway. We regained possession even on those high kicks. But he also added variation in his passing game. He was a threat in attack. I said on air during the game, I think if I was the All Blacks coaches watching that game today, I wouldn't be sure what to expect from Johnny Sexton next week. It was very unpredictable. And that, with a player of his experience, that's a dangerous combination. To show a level of unpredictability, creativity and variation in his game like he did today at 100 caps is something that has to be applauded. I think the crowd really gave him his dues. The team surrounded him for his try, which was a lovely moment to see, and then viewers on TV or listeners on radio wouldn't have probably seen how everybody stayed in the stadium late on to see his after-match interview, and he got quite emotional during that. So, fantastic career to date, a super performance, an understated performance today, but a very performance really grounded in leadership and how to be a good midfield player and involve people around him. So, yeah, all around pretty impressive.
And the All Blacks, it's going to be a different animal next week here again at the Aviva Stadium. We're both here again. How do you think that Ireland are going to fare against them? It's really going to be a different type of game.
Based on that first half performance, I think it should be quite a contest. I think no doubt we would have to say the All Blacks are favourites going into next week. But what I've seen today is I alluded to it about Johnny Sexton there. There was variation in our play. Not only did we play at times with high tempo and really good decision-making, technical execution of our passing game, having width in our game was really good. But when we chose to in that first half, we stuck it up the jumper. We drove off lineouts a couple of times, and execution of those tighter type of plays were really impressive as well. And if we can execute against the All Blacks in terms of a wide, fast game and have a good physical and strong in-close type of game, they're the type of team that you can't really be weak on one side. So if we showed and demonstrated clearly today that we're strong in terms of playing with speed, in terms of execution with the ball going wide, but also playing tighter rugby, that is something that augurs well for next week. I think it's going to be closer than people think.